New music from Lord. It's called Green Light. 17 past 8, Amos Katanangas on Adelaide's Hit 107. Today, partly cloudy, top of 24 degrees, currently 18 at Somerton Park. We're on the air with Neil Hirsch, a celebrity lawyer.
Neil, who has been the most difficult person for you to deal with? And was there any strange items that people are fighting for that you were like, what the hell, this shouldn't be that much of a difference maker?
You know what? I have found, and people always say these celebrities are so difficult to deal with. The truth be told, I've represented celebrities for 30 plus years, and I found by and large, with very, very few exceptions, I mean, I can count on, you know, one or two fingers, that they're pretty easy to get along with. They're ladies and gentlemen of the highest order. You know, they're not, they may be entitled as the world sees them, but that isn't how I see them. They're very gracious and very considerate and so on. Having said that, I fought in a non-celebrity case, I think it was, over whether a dog is a property right or a custodial right. You want a visitation with the dog, wow. And it's a big deal because dogs are not children, so you don't get visitation with the dog. You get, it's a property right. You get ownership of an animal. I'm saying a dog, it could be any animal. But, you know, you could, there's only one dog, and when people want to fight over that dog, who gets it? You don't split the dog like you do with children, you know, part-time with you and part-time with me. That becomes a hugely annoying and aggravating issue that I've seen big litigation over this.
We're on the air with Neil Hirsch from Hirsch Manus Law Firm in LA, a big celebrity divorce lawyer. Is there camaraderie, Neil, between you and other celebrity lawyers? I mean, obviously you take the gloves off when you're in the courtroom against them, but if you saw, let's say, for example, at 4 a.m. on TMZ, a late night television show, a small comment made by George Clooney in a divorce case with his now wife, would you then send it through to another law firm and go, hey, you probably won't come across this, but here's a comment George made that could be used as evidence against him in this particular case?
Well, the answer to your first question is there's camaraderie between me and most of the colleagues that I deal with because business is done when people get along. You can fight, as you say, very hard and vigorously in the courtroom, but there has to be an element of camaraderie outside the courtroom as well as inside. But, you know, you have to be a gentleman and a litigious litigator at the same time. If I saw something that I thought would benefit one of my colleagues that I thought he might not have seen, of course I would send it
from a different law firm, though.
Yeah, of course. Why not?
Neil, how much harder is your job in the respect that paparazzi and celebrities obviously have so much dirt on them from either people spying on them or drones or stuff you can dig up on the internet? How hard is that for you when you're doing these cases to either stifle some of that?
You know, I tell the story that I had a client of mine, a celebrity client, meet me at my home because it's behind gates and it wasn't in the office, and where my office is, people know where it is, so they tend to, you know, sometimes hang out. So when the person came, she had been followed by paparazzi, and by the time she left, the police had called because there were so many reporters at my gate, they needed to escort her out of my house.
Neil, when I was at law school, I interned at a family law court, and it put me off being a lawyer forever. And family
thank
laws.
Thank you. I'm glad. There's one less of you.
That's it. But I found in non-celebrity cases anyway, family law courts, there was always, when children were involved, people seemed to be honest, the most unrational they would ever be because their emotions are so high. Is it different when you're dealing with celebrities because you think, well, they've got such great lives anyway. You know, these aren't real working class people. Their lives will be destroyed. Or is it equally as taxing emotionally?
The truth of the matter is when you're representing anybody, it's no different than representing anybody else if you take it seriously. Representing a celebrity has nuances, but representing you probably would have a nuance or two also. So, yes, there are nuances because we have to deal with the press and public relations and business managers and movie deals and blah, blah, blah.
But on the celebrity angle, when you're worried about kids' welfare, do you ever say to them, look, let's try and settle on this agreement between custody because we don't want your kids dragged through this in the media for a year where their parents are saying horrific things about each other publicly?
Yes, but the flip side of that is also true. There's sometimes because you're a celebrity and you can't settle your case with your spouse, you have serious issues that need a judge to make a decision about, and you're castigated oftentimes if you take your case to court because they think you're doing this to try to put pressure on the other side. Mm-hmm. When you're just a mom or a dad really having serious issues with your spouse about your child or children.
Well, Neil Hirsch from Hirsch Manus Law Firm in LA, thank you very much for catching up with us. Very interesting to see the side of celebrity when it comes to divorce law.
Happy to do it. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you, Neil.
Thanks, Neil.